Hey everyone, welcome back to Fitness Beyond the Binary. I'm your host Ryan, and today we're tackling something that I know a lot of folks struggle with, and that's the fear of just walking into a gym for the first time. Before we dive in, I wanted to share a bit of my own experience because I know firsthand how scary and intimidating this can be. So some of you know I was a Division I college basketball player. I was fit, practicing for like 4 hours a day for like the past 4 years. I was super strong, one of the stronger ones on my team. But 2 years after I had graduated and stopped playing, I was definitely the most unhealthy place I had ever been. My eating habits were trash. I like lived and breathed Taco Bell. And I also had like a McDonald's Dr. Pepper almost every day, and it slapped and hit every single time. So I had definitely gained a bunch of weight. I wasn't working out, and my mental health was at an all-time low during that time. I remember finally deciding to do something about it, and this was post-COVID. So I was like super bored and just ready to do something for myself. So I walked into a gym and said, you know, I'm interested, signed up for a 3-week trial, it was like $30. And I went almost every day at the same time for like 3 weeks. And I still vividly remember my first class. I walked in and there were like women with these huge shoulders. One had like a 6-pack, another was tall, strong, and beautiful. And I thought, oh my fucking God, this dyke does not belong here. I was in a little gym in Gardner, Kansas, and it's probably the first lesbian that most of them had ever seen. So I just sat on the floor, I waited for class to start, and I did my best to not make any eye contact with literally anyone so no one would talk to me. I couldn't do a push-up. A pull-up was certainly never going to happen, and that was out of the question. And I got last place in almost every single workout. It was terrifying, but I kept showing up. Very humbling as well, especially coming off being a Division I athlete. So every day, 8:45, I walked in, still did not speak to anyone unless spoken to, head down and just trying to do my best and hardest and not die during the workouts. I got obsessed with the workouts. It was super challenging. It felt like I was like back in basketball practice or like in the gym with my teammates working out. So I loved it and I got obsessed. I built a really healthy routine going, 4 to 5 days a week. My mental health improved. I started seeing progress, you know, taking those thirst strap pictures in the mirror all the time. And then I could finally do like 10 sit-ups without dying. So I was hooked. And I haven't looked back since, obviously. So I get it. Starting is so scary. Walking through the door is terrifying. But it changed my life. And if you're sitting on the fence, afraid of starting, I want you to know that it is so worth it. Now let's kind of get into like why the gym feels so intimidating and how us and myself at Rare Breed work to make it different. So why is the gym so intimidating? First, let's break down kind of, some of the common reasons that people feel so intimidated by gyms. The first one is definitely like not knowing what to do. You see it all the time. Like people walk into the gym and they hop on a machine and do a couple leg extensions. Then they kind of text for a little bit, and then they get up and they walk to another machine, do a couple reps, maybe text in between sets. But what are you actually doing? So like, you don't know what to do. So if you've never lifted weights before or used gym equipment, it's easy to feel lost. You don't want to do it wrong or look like you have no idea what you're doing. Also, some of those machines, as a trainer and gym owner, I would walk in and like, I would also have questions on like, how the hell does this thing work? So I get it. Not knowing what to do is very intimidating. The next one would be just like feeling like you don't fit in, like whether it's because of your body size or gender identity, maybe your fitness level, or just a general sense of like, I'm not like these people, and just feeling out of place is a huge mental hurdle. That's kind of what I felt when I walked into the little gym at Gardner. Lesbians don't belong here. Just kidding. But not really. The fear of being judged. Nobody wants to feel like, you know, they're the center of attention for the wrong reasons. You know, like lifting weights and you feel like people are staring at you or like struggling with the machine, trying to get that little pin in, or just needing extra guidance. Just the fear of being watched or judged can like, it's so scary, and just can stop people from even like trying and walking in the doors. Bad past experiences. I've heard this one before. Just like being like just having a really bad experience at gyms. So maybe you've had like a negative encounter in gyms before, you know, being ignored by trainers, maybe feeling dismissed or even being like directly shamed. So that kind of experience definitely sticks with you. It makes it even harder to try again. Also, just not feeling safe or welcome. Same. So like many, you know, LGBTQ plus folks, maybe people in bigger bodies or anyone who just doesn't fit the mainstream of like the quote unquote fitness stereotype. Some gyms just don't feel like safe, welcoming places. And that's a huge problem. But here's the good news. You don't always have to, you know, stay stuck in that fear. There are ways to ease kind of into the gym and just find a space that truly makes you feel comfortable. And if you're searching for that space, Rare Breed just might be the place for you. And if you're not if you're not local to Kansas City, I definitely recommend finding a gym that's going to make you feel comfortable and kind of walk you through the steps that I'm going to kind of talk about here that Rare Breed takes to ensuring that everyone feels seen and welcome. So let's kind of talk about what we do here at Rare Breed. So how we make Rare Breed just a different kind of gym experience is like, we see you. We understand your fears because so many of us, myself included, have been there too. That's exactly why we've built Rare Breed, right? To be a place where nobody feels like they don't belong. A place and gym for the misfits. But we've designed our onboarding process just to make the first steps as easy and just as stress-free as possible. So I want to kind of walk you just like step by step on what we do and how we guide you through a really positive and welcoming experience. So step one, we always start with the no sweat intro. There's no pressure. There's no workout. You literally just chat. So before you ever touch a weight or step into a class, we start with that no sweat intro meeting. This is a one-on-one sit down with a coach, usually me, no workouts, no pressure. Again, just a conversation about your goals, kind of your concerns, and what you're hoping to get out of your fitness journey. You can wear your regular clothes, so like no gym gear required. So like the no sweat, you're literally not going to sweat unless you're super anxious like myself, because I profusely sweat on every single no sweat intro meeting. But this is where we get to know you. Are you looking to build strength? You want to improve your endurance? You just want to feel better in your body? Maybe you're just like totally new and just want to learn how to move safely without hurting yourself. So whatever your reason for being here and walking in our doors is, yeah, we listen to you and we see you and we hear you. Step two is we find the best plan. So after our chat, we usually have the answers that we need to best serve you and help you. And we have a couple approaches. We offer personal training or small group training, and we also offer group fitness classes. So looking at personal training, you know, if you're someone who likes a more personalized and hands-on approach, maybe the group setting still kind of is intimidating. We start with, private sessions, personal training sessions, just focused on form, technique, and just building your confidence in the gym. You know, we teach you the basics. You're going to learn to squat, deadlift, press, and just overall move safely and move better. So that when you are maybe ready for like a group training or you're ready to be on your own, maybe you go to those 24-hour fitness gyms, you feel prepared and you're not lost. And now you know what you're doing, so it's not as scary. Or you could go the group fitness route. If you love the energy of working out with others, maybe you feel motivated by others, we start you with our 5-session on-ramp course. So that course is like just an introductory course to like our group classes, teaching you like the foundational movements that we will use and that you'll see in our classes. This is still a one-on-one setting or just a small group setting. So you'll get hands-on coaching. You're going to practice proper form and you'll get a nice little workout in at the back half of that session. And this just gets you moving safely and comfortable before kind of jumping into those busier group classes. But either way, you're not just thrown kind of in the deep end. We make sure you feel confident before moving forward. Our step three is how we go about after your on-ramp or after your first PT session. So we just offer the most welcoming and supportive community. So our culture at Rare Breed is truly what sets us apart. We have no egos. You know, I always tell people, leave your ego at the door, put your pride in your pocket. We're not a gym full of bodybuilders with huge muscles. We're just regular people trying to move, feel good, and get stronger. And we do that together. There is no judgment. It doesn't matter if you're lifting 5 pounds or 500. Everyone is here for their own journey, and every effort is celebrated. So definitely no judgment, no egos, and you're going to have a a coach who cares, or a, I should say, coaches who care. All of us, we're not here to intimidate or ignore you. We're here to support, guide, and just make sure that you feel comfortable every step of the way. So that kind of in a whole just creates that just welcoming and supportive, environment to help you, excel and just, enjoy your time at the gym. I think our last little step here is just like the ongoing support kind of in those first, 60 to 90 days. Again, we understand that starting something new is so scary. So we don't just leave you on your own after a couple of sessions or like, oh, you're done with your on-ramp, so Coach Ryan will never speak to you again. That's not true. In the first 90 days, we check in. We kind of have this, it's really annoying automated system, but it is really helpful for those who need that accountability and or those who need like have questions. So we check in, we help answer your questions, maybe give you some small actionable tips to keep you progressing on your fitness journey and just kind of working towards your goal. So you'll truly just never feel alone. Especially, just like as you go through this journey, cause it is a journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint, is kind of what we tell people as well. Like you'll start seeing, little progress along the way and little, changes, whether it's in your strength or your body or whatever the case. But again, it's a marathon, not a sprint, but you'll never be alone. Especially with our community and our coaching staff, we care about you. So just, like I said, the hardest part is walking through the door. So if your fear, this fear of starting and going to the gym has been holding you back, let this be a sign that you don't have to figure it out alone. There's coaches and spaces and communities out there that are there to help you and like have you lean on them and like offer support and things like that. So I think they are far and few between. Rare Breed is one located in Kansas City. So if you're in the area, I promise you that you'll never look back. But if you're ready and you are in the KC area, if you're ready to take that first step, let's chat. Schedule your no sweat intro today. Let's get you started in a way that actually feels good. And we can't wait to meet you. And I'm out.